The very definition of terrorist is being changed right before our eyes, not only from the laughable leftist pundits and politicians, but from our current Department of Justice. And they are nothing to laugh at because they have the teeth to come after those who meet their invented and convenient profile. That's our topic for today's episode of World News Brief. Yes, welcome to another edition of World News Brief. I'm Bob Siegel, your host for this week. It's always good to be with you. My friends, one of the most talented stand-up comics in the business is Jeff Foxworthy. While admittedly, he's famous for only one routine, more or less, it's still a great routine, one that he constantly updates because it never gets old. Most of you have heard it already, I'm sure. The act, of course, is called You Might Be a Redneck. Now, that kind of harmless jest is often taken the wrong way in today's oversensitive society, but in Foxworthy's case, he means no disrespect. He considers himself to be a redneck as well. It's all good-natured fun, nothing cruel, and he has a bottomless supply of examples in his joke arsenal. If you've ever made change in the offering plate, you might be a redneck. You may be a redneck if your lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. If you own a home with wheels on it and several cars without wheels, you just might be a redneck. If you think loading the dishwasher means getting your wife drunk, you might be a redneck. A hilarious act. He deserves all the fame and popularity he received from it. Well, today's show is going to be a takeoff on Jeff Foxworthy's material, a satire, so to speak. Only this satire will not be nearly as enjoyable, because as you know, these days, truth is becoming stranger than fiction. I'm not the only one saying that. Everybody is saying that. Our proud American heritage has a picture, a standard picture of a blind Lady Liberty weighing the scales of justice, because justice is supposed to be blind, not biased, not weaponized, not politicized, not convenient to a current administration hoping to frighten and silence the free speech of any opposing view, especially during an election year, but blind. And so, my friends, brace yourselves. In the year 2022, the topic of discussion is not whether or not you might be a redneck, but whether or not you might be a terrorist. More correctly put, whether or not you might be called a terrorist without in fact being one, or even being anything remotely close to one. You see, the definition of terrorism changes more often than a battery powered by the state of California. A while back, not too long ago, our country used an honest definition of terrorism. That is, generally speaking, one who belongs to an organization which wants to spread its cause through violence, whether such violence includes murder, hostages kidnapped, you name it. The point being that they are issuing some kind of demand with a threat that the terror will continue until the demands are met. There are many examples, the PLO, Hamas, ISIS, all examples of terrorist organizations. Obviously, Al-Qaeda, with its horrific attack on 9/11, slitting the throats of plane stewardesses and ramming planes into both the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, murdering some 3,000 people in cold blood. Those are the terrorists. But that kind of terror doesn't seem to concern our current administration, which made a deal with the Taliban before pulling our troops out and leaving many Americans behind in Afghanistan, the very country which had once harbored Osama bin Laden, the mastermind of 9/11. Neither are they concerned about the violence of Antifa, a domestic terrorist group, or the many acts of murder and burnt down buildings in the summer of 2020 called the Summer of Love by the liberals. Neither are they concerned when violent thugs are arrested and immediately released without bail, or the slimy thieves who are allowed to openly steal store merchandise so long as it doesn't exceed $999 worth of merchandise. No, my friends, those are not the terrorists or people who commit terrorist-type acts, not them. They aren't terrorists. But you might be, if you point out that the many acts of real honest-to-goodness terrorism are coming in the name of a violent religion, a religion with a scripture called the Quran, which literally commands jihad. If you point that out, simply repeating what the terrorists themselves claim, instead of calling Islam by its new politically correct definition, a religion of peace merely hijacked by a few nutcase terrorists, well then you, not they, you might be the terrorist. Speaking of religion, If you honestly do adhere to a peaceful religion but believe intelligent design should be taught in the classroom, you might be a terrorist. But religion is only one example of terrorism these days. There are so many others. They come in all shapes and sizes. If you don't believe that your tax dollars should have to pay for the education of a student who took out a loan in good faith, promising to pay it back himself when your own children aren't even going to college, but you have to pay for somebody else's child, well, you don't like that? You might be a terrorist. If you believe in gas-powered vehicles, you might be a terrorist. If you point out that electric-powered cars get their electricity from power sources that often include gas and coal, you might be a terrorist. If you think it's okay to beg Saudi Arabia and Venezuela for gas and oil, but wrong to build our own pipelines, you might be a terrorist. Just watch. I'm telling you, after they have everyone on electric cars, they'll tell us to stop driving electric cars too. They already tried to float that one in California a few weeks ago because they understand all too well that the electric grid is powered by more than wind and sun. Right now, yes, an electric car is a politically correct car, but soon they will complain about the same fossil fuels needed to power sources for electricity, including those sources that plug into electric cars. In time, we will simply be told to stop driving, period. They'll put us on their lightning-fast public transportation systems, always reliable, always prompt. And there'll be so many people riding them, the line will go around the block. You'll be taking the bus when you need to get to work or pick up your kid at a soccer game. How fun is that? Or maybe they'll let you use a horse and buggy, provided your horse doesn't break wind, because that too leads to global warming, according to AOC and other amorphous geniuses. Sooner or later, someone will just suggest that the momentum and energy produced by Governor Newsom's big mouth become our power supply. But good luck to anyone who makes that suggestion, because he will promptly be called a terrorist. My friends, the prediction that they will take away the liberty of electric cars after having already taken away the liberty of gas-powered cars is a very easy forecast. Just look at the pattern. Just look at how these governments responded to COVID. Speaking of which, if you don't believe we should have shut down our entire republic in 2020 for a disease with a 99% recovery rate, you might be a terrorist. They'll accuse you of not caring about life, but if you care about life, such as the life of an unborn baby, well, you might be a terrorist. In fact, if you care about a baby recently born and protest new laws in certain places allowing the doctors to commit actual infanticide because the mother had intended a late-term abortion and it got botched up by the child accidentally being born, if you care about that, it means you are against women's rights, and you might be a terrorist. On the other hand, if you truly champion women's rights to the point of calling for the removal of men from women's sports teams simply because this man claims to identify as a woman, you might be a terrorist. If you complain at a PTA meeting, complain about the way your children are being indoctrinated because you don't want your 6-year-old made to feel confused or guilty because of alleged white privilege, which no kid is going to understand in a million years, or because you don't want your little boy to be told that he might really be a little girl, or because you insist on being informed when such so-called sex education is going on, you might be a terrorist. If you care about the Constitution, or talk too much about the Constitution, or refer to it in any manner other than the way a leftist judge would interpret it, you might be a terrorist. In other words, if you actually read the Constitution for yourself and quote what it actually says, you might be a terrorist. One example is quoting the Second Amendment. If you claim to believe in the Second Amendment, well, if you claim it too strongly, too enthusiastically, with too much passion, you just might be a terrorist. And if, along with forfeiting the right to defend yourself, you don't also go along with defunding the police, your only other source of protection, you might be a terrorist. And if you don't affirm releasing criminals without bail while the police are being defunded, while you're not allowed to defend yourself, well, it shows a lack of compassion, which is nothing more than your own terrorism. So much for the Second Amendment. What about the First Amendment? If you utilize the First Amendment and call BLM protests violent, you might be a terrorist. Indeed, your very words condemning the violence are the real violence, while the violence you object to is nothing but democracy in action. And if you call it anything but democracy in action, you might be a terrorist. It goes on. If you believe the 2020 election was stolen by the Democrats, you might be a terrorist. However, and this is very important, if you do not believe that the 2016 election was stolen by Donald Trump, a claim that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats made the entire 4 years Donald Trump was in office, you might be a terrorist. If you don't believe Mar-a-Lago should have been raided without proper cause, that it was only a fishing expedition, a raid in search of a crime, you might be a terrorist. If you don't believe Joe Biden when he says he knows nothing about Hunter's dealings with the Ukraine and China, if you want to point out that Biden bragged about threatening the Ukraine government if they didn't discontinue the investigation of Hunter, a boastful, jovial video easily available and seen by millions, but if you merely point this out or point out that the FBI found all kinds of problems with Hillary's server problems they talked about with her server, her emails, and Hillary's destruction of her BlackBerry and bleach bit of her computer, they found these things, but they said they weren't going to prosecute her anyway. If you point out any of these parallel narratives suggesting any kind of inconsistency, suggesting that an FBI unconcerned about these proven crimes, but instead concerned about a former president's medical records and his wife's underwear drawer, is a weaponized, politicized, inconsistent, corrupt, crooked FBI, well, if you say that, you might be a terrorist. If you do not believe in open borders, you might be a terrorist. If you claim that you are all for immigration but simply want the immigration to be legal, that you don't care about the color of a person's skin or what country they come from, you just want it to be legal, well, if you point that out, you are a racist and a xenophobe. And not only that, you might also be a terrorist. If you aren't willing to compare Governor Ron DeSantis to Hitler, because he transported 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, a place which prides itself on being a sanctuary city, until they have an opportunity to actually be a sanctuary city, you point that out, you might be a terrorist. Speaking of Martha's Vineyard, Martha's Vineyard has a public sign. All are welcome here. Hate has no business here. Well, isn't that special? Isn't that nice? This is moving me close to tears. A community against hate. What an original thought. Why, no one else would ever have come up with an idea like that. Yeah, catch this. We are against hate. Of course, hate is defined as being anything other than woke, making very sure you share their opinions, even if they just proved that they themselves do not live up to their own opinions. But I suggest you don't point that inconsistency out to anyone, because if you do, well, you know, you might be a terrorist. By the way, NBC recently deleted an embarrassing tweet from a refugee foundation leader that they had published, which said the following: Florida Governor DeSantis sending asylum seekers to Martha's Vineyard is like me taking my trash out and just driving to different areas where I live and just throwing my trash there. Trash? Trash? You never hear people who believe in protected borders calling immigrants trash. So who are the real racists here? But don't dare ask that. Don't dare point that out. And don't point out that Joe Biden shipped immigrants all over the country by plane, by night. No, instead, you need to show concern for the 50 migrants at Martha's Vineyard, migrants who took the trip voluntarily and signed up to go. We must be concerned that poor Martha's Vineyard doesn't have the infrastructure to handle this. But supposedly Florida does. Supposedly Florida and Texas have the infrastructure. There have been 2 million illegal crossings into the United States from our southern border so far this year. That doesn't concern the left. 53 migrants were found dead in a trailer in San Antonio, Texas. That doesn't concern them. Joe Biden signals a green light to anyone who wants to come to America, even if to get here they have to drown in the Rio Grande or die of thirst in the desert or get raped or murdered by the cartel on their way. That doesn't concern them. People from countries all over the world, including countries that consider themselves enemies of the United States officially, are crossing our southern borders. That doesn't concern them. A governor from Florida gives a sanctuary city a chance to be a sanctuary city in deeds along with words by sending a mere 50 people, 50 who volunteered. That concerns them. But make very sure your own concerns mirror and parrot the left's concerns, or you might be a terrorist. Well, those are my thoughts for today. If you agree, send this podcast around, although you might want to be careful who you send it to. After all, association with this podcast might mean, do I really need to say it again? It might mean that you are a terrorist. We'll see you next week on World News Brief. In the meantime, this is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.